This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlau. The nation is remembering Jimmy Carter today. One of his lasting legacies is undoubtedly Habitat for Humanity. The Carters were huge advocates for the nonprofit. In 1989, Milwaukee Habitat hadn't built its first home yet. But then the Carters came. Milwaukee Habitat CEO Brian Sonderman says Carter and his wife Rosalyn brought compassion to the work site.
The former president and first lady came to Milwaukee, mobilized over 1,000 volunteers, built 6 brand new homes, completed them in 1 week, as well as doing 8 rehabbed homes in the Walnut Hill neighborhood of Milwaukee. So to say that this put Milwaukee Habitat on the map is an understatement.
And the trip almost wasn't a success due to rainy weather that threatened to derail the project. But Carter took up the news stations to appeal to roofers in the area. Sonderman recalls that they showed up in droves in response and completed the roofing for all 6 homes in just 1 day.
He said on more than one occasion that his faith demanded that he do what he did. And I think that's a great example for those people of faith to not only talk about it with their words, but to put their faith into action.
Sonderman says Carter found that in Habitat for Humanity by serving his neighbor and loving them as himself. And all federal government buildings are closed today as a national day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter. He died on December 29th at 100 years old. President Joe Biden will deliver a eulogy at Carter's funeral today. And President-elect Donald Trump is expected to attend the service. The U.S. Postal Service will not deliver mail today, and federal offices and departments are closed. In addition, the stock exchange will not have trading as well. Flags at government buildings will fly at half staff through January 28th. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point got a new chief of police. Derek Tritz tells us more.
Chief Michelle Haywood was sworn in on Monday as the new chief of police and security services for the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Haywood is an experienced law enforcement officer with 27 years of service in the Milwaukee Police Department. She has completed training in active standby ship for law enforcement through the FBI National Academy and is active in professional law enforcement organizations, such as the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives. Haywood now reports to Pratima Gandhi, the Vice Chancellor of Business Affairs at the university, who said she's looking forward to Haywood's leadership and believes that her extensive experience will help maintain a high standard of safety for both students and faculty. Tony Babel, the university's previous chief, retired at the end of 2024, after nearly 7 years of service, during which he played an integral role in the university's response to the pandemic.
And the store, convenience stores in central Wisconsin, have transitioned to a new operator. Reliance Fuel, a Pennsylvania-based company, acquired the store locations from Team Sherrill in late December. They say all associates have retained their positions and all current locations remain open. Reliance Fuel will continue to offer the Impact Rewards Plus program, and they say in the future, the store will be updated to carry its Fuel on Wisconsin branding. Team Sherrill will continue to operate 7 Sherrill Tire and Auto Service locations and 30 Subway restaurants. And a study on PFAS and wastewater shows an increase in the so-called forever chemicals. A concerning trend is nearly half of all drinking water is contaminated now. Scientists say that some of the factors for the increase include the use of chemicals and medication and the effects of drought on local water systems. I'm Brittany Merlau for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime. It's like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their 4-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers. That's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking to hit the theaters this weekend, here are some options for your viewing pleasure. The biggest or widest release this weekend will be Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, starring Gerard Butler, who returns as Big Nick. In Den of Thieves 1, Butler's character was part of an elite LA County task force chasing a heist crew. In Chapter 2, he somehow finds himself in Europe on the hunt for Donnie Wilson, played by O'Shea Jackson Jr., who also returns from the first film. Seems a little out of a local cop's jurisdiction, but when your name is Big Nick, plausibility story loopholes are acceptable. There are no reviews yet, so proceed with caution. Depending where you live, you can check out the movie Better Man, a sort of a biopic about British pop star Robbie Williams, whose character is portrayed by a monkey. I don't understand it either, but the film is getting rave reviews from critics and audiences. Another film opening wide this weekend is the Indian film Game Changer, an action flick starring international box office draw Ram Charan. Let's go to the movies. Award show season is not only fun if you like award shows, it also can give you excellent suggestions of what you should be watching. On the heels of Sunday night's Golden Globes ceremony, the Screen Actors Guild just announced their nominations. Leading the way in the film category was Wicked with 5 nominations. Not too far behind with 4 nominations was A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Let's do a deep dive. One of the cool things about the SAG Awards is that they recognize entire ensembles when it comes to cast. A Complete Unknown and Wicked are both nominated in the category, in addition to Conclave, Anora, and Emilia Perez. Typically, when the movie wins for ensemble cast at the SAG Awards, it more often than not results in a Best Picture win at, wait for it, the Oscars. Cast ensemble has been a category at the SAG Awards since 1995, and Variety reports that in 30 years, only 4 films have won Best Picture at the Oscars that didn't win for Best Ensemble at the SAG Awards. The effect of the fires in Los Angeles have been devastating. The ultimate impact on the entertainment business remains to be seen, but 2 notable premieres were canceled due to the fires, including Universal's Wolfman, which was scheduled to have its premiere at the TCL Chinese Theater Tuesday night. Jennifer Lopez's Unstoppable premiere was also canceled Tuesday night. There is no word on whether or not the events will be rescheduled. Wolfman is set to hit theaters on Martin Luther King Day weekend. Matthew Perry has managed to stay in the news fairly often following his mysterious death in 2023. His friend's colleague Lisa Kudrow made news the other day when she appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and told Barrymore that Perry gave her the famous Friends cookie jar from the set as a parting gift after the last episode. Kudrow added that Perry left a note in the cookie jar that she only recently discovered after his death. It is unclear why Kudrow checked the cookie jar after all these years. Maybe a serious case of the munchies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some sunshine this morning. It's going to become mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 25. Tonight, light snow likely. It's not going to be much. A dusting at best. Our low, 16. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 24. Keeping an eye on the possibility of more light snow by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.